Baba's Avyakt Murli, date is 5th February 2023. Revised course date is 9th December 1993. Om Shanti. Title: With the power of concentration and with determination, attain success easily. Today, the creator of the Brahmin world is pleased to see his Brahmin family everywhere. This Alaukik Brahmin world is small, lovely, and unique. In the entire drama, this is the most elevated world because the destination and the methods of the Brahmin world are unique and special. Brahmin souls are special in the Brahmin world and also in this world. This is why this is the world of special souls. The elevated attitude, elevated drishti, and elevated actions of every Brahmin soul are instrumental in making every soul of the world into an elevated soul. Each of you souls has this special responsibility. So, does each one of you experience this to be your responsibility? It is such a huge responsibility. The transformation of the entire world, not just the transformation of souls, but you even transform matter. You are number wise in constantly having this awareness. All Brahmin souls constantly have the thought inside them to become number one special souls. But there is a difference between their thoughts and their actions. The reason for this is that at the time of acting, you do not stabilize your consciousness in your stage of being experienced. You remember whatever you have heard and whatever you know. But to accept yourself in that stage and to move along according to that, the majority of you sometimes become experienced in this and sometimes you become those who only listen and accept it. In order to increase this experience, you have to understand the special importance of two things. One is the importance of oneself and the other is the importance of the time. You know a great deal about yourself. If any of you were to be asked what type of soul you are, or even if you ask yourself who you are, how many things would come into your awareness? How many points of your stage of self-respect do you remember in a minute? How many of these points do you remember in 1 minute? You remember many points, do you not? The list of the importance of the self is such a long list. So, all of you are very clever when it comes to knowing this. All of you are clever, are you not? Then why is there a difference in experiencing it? Because you are not stable on the seat of that stage at the right time. When you are set on your seat, no weak sanskars, no souls, no matter, nor any type of royal maya is able to upset you. Even physically, in terms of their bodies, many souls do not have the practice of sitting still on one seat or in one place. So what do? They would keep moving about. In the same way, when the mind and intellect do not know how to set themselves on the seat of any one experience, then one moment they will be set and the next moment they will be upset. The seat for the body is a physical place and the seat for the mind and intellect is an elevated stage. So Bab Dada continues to watch this game of the children. 1 minute you stabilize yourself in the experience of a good stage and the next minute your stage fluctuates. Little children who are very mischievous are not able to remain still in one place for long. Some children play these childhood games a great deal. If you look at them, 1 minute they are concentrating very hard. And the next minute, instead of concentrating, they are wandering through many different stages. Therefore, at this time, you have to pay special attention so that your mind and intellect remain constantly in concentration. The power of concentration easily frees you from obstacles so that there is no need to labor. The power of concentration constantly allows you to experience belonging to one father and none other. The power of concentration easily enables you to make your stage constant. The power of concentration easily enables you to have the constant attitude of benevolence for all. The power of concentration naturally creates the vision of brotherhood for all. The power of concentration makes you easily experience love, regard, and respect in your actions in terms of your relationship with every soul. So, what do you want to do now? What attention must you maintain? Concentration. You become stable and you have that experience, but you do not concentrate on your experience. You constantly tour around in three stages. Sometimes your experience is elevated, sometimes of the middle level, and sometimes of the ordinary level. Become so powerful that your mind and intellect remain constantly under your orders, so that they do not fluctuate for a second even in your dreams. Your mind should not influence you, the master. The sign of a soul under another influence is that such a soul will not be able to experience happiness, comfort, or bliss even when he wants to for that period of time. Brahman souls can never come under the influence of others, not even under the influence of their own sanskars or weak nature. In fact, the meaning of one's nature, that is swabhav, is feelings, that is bhav, for oneself, that is swa. The feelings for oneself are always good, not bad. What do you remember when you say swa, that is the self? You remember your form of a soul, do you not? So swabhav, that is nature, means to have soul-conscious feelings for yourself and for everyone else. Whenever you think of your nature or your sanskars while under the influence of your weaknesses, such as that your sanskars and nature are like that, what can I do? My nature is like that. Then what type of soul is saying this? These are the words and thoughts of a soul under an external influence. So, whenever you think that your nature is like that, stabilize yourself in the elevated meaning of the word. If your sanskars come in front of you, then ask yourself, are these the sanskars of myself, a special soul, that I am saying that these are my sanskars? Because you call them your sanskars, because of having the consciousness of mind, you do not let go of even weak sanskars. It is a law that where there is the consciousness of mind, there is the feeling of belonging, and where there is the feeling of belonging, there is a right. So, you have made weak sanskars your own, and they do not let go of their right. Therefore, while under another influence, you keep asking the Father to set you free. When you use the word sanskar, remember that your sanskars are the original and eternal sanskars. Those are the sanskars of Maya, not your own. So, with the power of concentration, transform the stage of being under another influence and become set on the seat of the stage of their master. When you sit in yoga, all of you sit with interest, but you need to have the stage of concentration in a particular stage for as long as you want. So, what do you have to do now? What aspect will you underline? Concentration. There is determination in concentration, and when you have determination, success will become the garland around your neck. Acha. To the special souls of the Alaukik Brahman world everywhere, to the souls who constantly remain set on the seat of experiencing of an elevated stage, to the souls who constantly experience the importance of the self, to those who constantly make their minds and intellect stable with the power of concentration, to those who constantly have the power of concentration and attain success easily with determination, to the most elevated, the most special and most loved souls, love, remembrance and namaste from Bab Dada.
The spiritual children say, Padam Guna, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bab Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Personal meeting with Avyakta Bab Dada. In order to go into the flying stage, become double light. Let no form of attraction pull you. According to the present time, do all of you experience yourselves to be flying at a fast speed? Is the speed of time fast, or is the speed of the efforts of souls fast? Is time behind you, or are you moving along according to the time? You are not waiting for time, thinking that everything will be fine by the end, that everything will be fine by the end, and that you will become complete and equal to the Father then, are you? You do not think that, do you? According to the drama, the present time is moving very fast. It is going into the extreme. Whatever it was yesterday, today it is even more extreme than that. You know this, do you not? Just as time is going into its extreme, in the same way, are you elevated souls also moving so intensely? That is, at such a fast speed in your efforts? Or are you sometimes slack and sometimes fast? Let it not be that you come down and then you go up. Those who keep going up and down cannot have a fast and steady speed. So, you are those who constantly fly at an elevated and fast speed in every situation. It is remembered, there is benefit for everyone due to the stage of ascent. However, what would you say now? There is benefit for everyone due to the flying stage. The time for the stage of ascent has also now finished. It is now the time for the flying stage. If at the time of the flying stage, someone wants to go somewhere with the stage of ascent, would he be able to reach there? No. So, let there constantly be the flying stage. The sign of the flying stage is to be constantly double light. If you are not double light, you cannot have the flying stage. The slightest burden would bring you down. When traveling by plane, if there is the slightest bit of dirt in the machinery or in the petrol, what would be its condition? The plane would come down from the flying stage into the falling stage. So, here too, if there is any type of burden, whether of your sanskars, of any type of atmosphere, or of any relationship or connection with any soul, then from having the flying stage, you would then have some upheaval. You would say, I am fine, but because of this reason, there is a bondage of this sanskar, person, atmosphere. No matter what the reason may be, intense effort makers would go across all situations in such a way it is as though they are nothing. They would not experience them to be labor, but entertainment. Such a stage is called the flying stage. So, do you have the flying stage? Or do you sometimes desire to come down and tour around? Let there not be attachment to anything. Let no attraction pull you, even slightly. A rocket is able to fly high when it goes beyond the pull of the gravity of Earth. Otherwise, it is not able to fly high. It would come down even when it doesn't want to. Any form of attraction will not allow you to go up. It will not allow you to become perfect. So check, let no attraction pull you even in your thoughts. Let there be no attraction other than the Father. What do the Pandavas think? Become such intense effort makers. You have to become that. Do you not? How many times have you become that? You have become that countless times. Have you become that, or has someone else become that? You have become that. You are not going to be number wise, are you? You are going to claim number one, are you not? What will the mothers do? Will you claim number one, or will number wise be all right? Will the 108 number be all right? Will you become the 108 number or number one? Now that you belong to the Father and have claimed a right, are you going to claim the full inheritance or a little less? Then you will become number one, will you not? When the bestower is giving fully, but those who are receiving take a little less, what would you say? This is why you have to become number one. Even if there is only one who is number one, there are many in the number one division. So, you mustn't come in the second number. If you are going to claim something, claim it fully. Many who do not claim fully will follow later. However, you are going to claim fully. Are all of you those who are to claim fully? Or will you be happy receiving just a little? Since the treasure store is open and it is limitless, why should you take any less? It is unlimited, is it not? If it were limited and someone were to receive 8,000 and another were to receive 10,000, then it would be said that that is all they have in their fortune. However, the Father's treasure store is open and limitless. You can take as much as you want. Even then, it is infinite. You are the masters of infinite treasures. You are the children who are the masters. So, all of you are those who will remain constantly happy, are you not? Or do waves of sorrow come sometimes? Waves of sorrow cannot come to you even in your dreams. Let alone in your thoughts, they cannot come even in your dreams. This is known as being number one. So, what wonders will you show? All of you will definitely claim number one, will you not? Delhi is said to be the heart. The body functions according to how the heart is. The basis is the heart, is it not? The heart is the heart of the comforter of hearts. The seat of the heart has to be accurate. It cannot shake. You have the intoxication of being the heart of the comforter of hearts, do you not? So now transform yourself and the world with your elevated thoughts. As soon as you have a thought, you put it into practice. Let it not be that you think a lot. You say that you think a lot, but very little actually happens. Such souls are not intense effort makers. An intense effort maker means that your thoughts and actions are the same. Only then would you be said to be equal to the Father. You are happy and you will remain constantly happy. You have this firm faith, do you not? Only those who remain happy are fortunate. Is this firm? Or do you become a little weak in this? Do you like something that is unripe? You like something that is ripe, so remain very firm. Every day at Amrit Vela, make this lesson firm. No matter what happens, you will remain happy and make others happy. Okay, do not show any other games. Just show this game, do not play other games. Achha. Blessing, may you be a generous-hearted, great donor and remain aware of your fortune and the Father, the bestower of fortune, and constantly share your fortune. When you remember the Father, the bestower of fortune, and your fortune, you will then have the zeal and enthusiasm to make others fortunate. Just as the Father, the bestower of fortune, shares fortune through Brahma in the same way, you are children of the bestower, and so continue to share your fortune too. Those people distribute clothes, food, and gifts, but no one is satisfied with those. You distribute your fortune, and where there is fortune, there are all attainments. Be generous-hearted in this way and distribute your fortune and become elevated and a great donor. Constantly continue to give. Slogan: those who constantly belong to the One and are always economical are loved by God. Om Shanti.